The city council in Springfield, Massachusetts voted earlier this week to authorize the city to borrow more than $12.5 million to pay for construction projects and equipment purchases. But a delay in authorizing city funds to improve a park drew the ire of the mayor. Councilors voted to approve requests to borrow millions of dollars to replace sidewalks, buy new heavy-duty trucks, street sweepers, and plows, and fund the continued construction of a first-of-its-kind food services center for the city's public schools. City Council President Orlando Ramos said the council is cautious when it comes to incurring more debt.
Well, there's always concerns when we talk about that kind of money, which is why we have to do our due diligence to make sure that we can actually afford it, make sure that this is something that's sustainable, and that it's not going to put us in a worse-off position down the line.
At the urging of Ramos, the council delayed taking a vote on a $1.7 million bond for a major improvement project at Riverfront Park, the downtown park adjacent to the Connecticut River.
I just want to make sure that we have the accurate information and find out why it's costing us more at this point.
The $3 million project is to be paid for by the city and a $1 million donation from MGM, which is building a casino nearby. City officials say an application has also been made for a $400,000 state grant. Mayor Dominic Sarno called the delay shocking.
The worst thing you want to do is send a message to the state that you're delaying the project, which we are not. We're going to move full steam ahead. It was penny wise and pound foolish.
Ramos scheduled a special meeting of the city council for Monday, November 20th, to reconsider the vote on paying for the Riverfront Park improvements, and said he expects to receive a report from the city on the status of neighborhood park projects prior to the meeting. The council approved a $2.5 million bond for sidewalk replacements. Sarno said it will reduce a backlog of requests for new sidewalks that goes back at least a decade.
You know, the sidewalk things, I've heard people loud and clear, and we're putting together a comprehensive plan with major money to really attack the backlog on that.
New equipment purchases by the Department of Public Works will total $2.75 million. By far the largest bond order approved by the council was for $7.5 million to help the Springfield School Department build its own food services center, a first-of-its-kind facility for a public school system in Massachusetts.
Well, this project is actually going to be reimbursed at 100%, and so that's a net cost of zero to the city once we get the money back from the school department. So we're just fronting the money.
Last year, the council approved an initial $7 million for the project that allowed for the purchase of a 62,000-square-foot warehouse building, design costs, and some construction. The Food Services Center, which will include a commercial kitchen, bakery, and storage, is designed to support a growing meals program in the Springfield schools. Officials said the center will save taxpayers money by consolidating operations in one location, eliminating the use of leased space, some of it outside the city. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.